You see, this whole idea of just having joy and peace being conditioned on something just frustrates the crap out of me. And I remember a few years ago when I was just going through this tough time in my life, there wasn't something that I really wanted and wished for more than me being at peace with the present moment, with where I am today, and having no fights against it, not trying, not wishing if it was different, and not hoping it was different, just being here. And just, you know, like chilling out in the gift of whatever it is that I'm doing at that moment. This thing does not have to be perfect. Doesn't have to be beautiful. Doesn't have to be gorgeous. Doesn't have to be, you know, luxurious. It just has to be whatever it is that I'm going through. I could be reading a book, you know, going for a walk, or, you know, teaching one of my classes, having a shower, whatever it is. I just wanted to be able to enjoy that thing and not to feel that I'm constantly just being interrupted by the absence of something that I want or something that I need. So my message to you today is to just constantly remind yourself that you are here for a very finite time. And I know that this, like, intellectually, this idea, it could make a lot of sense. But then once you try to apply that into every single moment of your day, and then every single decision that you take as a result of that, like, that's a whole different story. It becomes very, very challenging. And there comes time when you are faced with the difficult moment. You know, it could be the death of a loved one. It could be breaking up with someone you love. It could be just traveling somewhere and not being able to see the people that you love and appreciate. Your business going through challenging times, you know, like you quitting your job, or, you know, just being fired, whatever, or you know, having a sickness or illness, or having one of your loved ones going through sickness or illness, like whatever it is. In that moment, if you don't have your foundations in place, if you are not ready for those moments, like, it's so easy to give up hope and to fall into the darkness of the sadness and the anger and the frustration and the need for this moment to be any different than what it really is. And so for me, it took years. I mean, from the moment that marked the beginning of this journey, which was the most difficult moment I've ever been through in my life, me breaking down on the floor in my single bedroom apartment in Kyiv, Ukraine, while I was doing my postgraduate internship, and I was just going through this breakup, and I couldn't take it anymore. I could not take it anymore. I just cried my gut out, ugly crying, just wishing God that I would just cease to exist so that this pain goes away, so that I could be free from the million knives that I felt were being stabbed into every single area of my body. There was just so much pain. There was so much pain, and I was soaking in tears and in hardship, in sadness, in anger, in frustration, and me trying to figure out, what have I done to deserve all of that? What have I done to deserve all of that? All I did was just try to be a good person. All I did was just try to do my best every single day. And yet, for some reason, it was not enough. It was not enough for someone, for my ex, to be with me. It was not enough for his family to like me. It was not enough for me to feel good about myself. It was not enough. And I was sick and tired of that. I was sick and tired of feeling depressed. I was sick and tired of feeling anxious and, you know, feeling like I'm constantly being attacked by something that I cannot see, by a fear that is invisible to me. It was like it felt, I constantly felt as if I was running and there was someone running after me. But for some reason, I could not see who was running after me, but I just kept running. And I got tired. I was so tired. I got so tired of running. And in that moment, I just broke down. I said, God, I don't know what do I have to do. I don't know why. What have I done to deserve this level and this kind of pain? I had no clue. And all I could think of is just, what if I cease to exist? What if I just disappear? It would be awesome to just disappear at that moment, you know, literally to just disappear. All of what makes who I was, I just wanted to disappear. My body, all the past, my experiences, the failures, the traumas, like everything just disappeared. Everything disappeared. And what I wanted just for myself to be able to get to a point where I can breathe without having the pain going through my body, breathe without having, you know, without feeling the fight against myself, against my life, against where I am, against everything that I do. I just wanted to be able to enjoy it, to enjoy life. I didn't want to have a luxurious life. I just wanted to be able to live at peace. I just wanted to be at peace, and I could not know how. And so it was the difficulty of this moment. It was the pain that I experienced at this moment that finally got me to a place where I was like, I'm done. I'm done. I'm not willing to take this anymore. And because I could not end my life because of like for my family, I didn't want them to live in pain because of me. And I said, I'm going to do whatever it takes for me to get to the other side to maybe and hopefully one day I'll get up in the morning and I don't feel the urge to be dead. And I don't hope if I didn't wake up that morning. And that's where I am today. That's where I am today. And it doesn't mean that my life is perfect. I don't have a luxurious life. I don't have a boat. I don't have a huge car. I don't have a big mansion. I'm just at peace with where I am and with who I am. And it's such a beautiful feeling. And even when life starts to attack you again and you're faced with challenges, like you're not falling apart all over again. You're not on the floor having a mental breakdown again. You could go through challenges and difficulties in life without losing it, without questioning yourself, without wishing you were not alive to begin with. And so I think that this is something that is worth us taking the time to actually develop this practice, to develop this feeling, because I don't know of any other way that you can do this intellectually. I mean, you can have the understanding, you can have the knowledge and the information intellectually, but unless you sit down and you teach your body how to do that, how to do that, how to be still, how to allow the beauty of who you truly are to just come through you so that it becomes the dominant part of your existence and of your life on this planet. Until you do that, you might continue to be struggling with whatever painful experience you're going through. So my invitation to you today is just remind yourself of this, of the possibility that this thing, this peace exists, this joy exists, this beautiful feeling of, you know, going back and being like a kid again. It exists. And all you need to do is just to develop the practice, remind yourself constantly every day that this possibility exists and that you are not going to give up on yourself until you actually feel that. Until you actually feel that. Until you actually feel that. That is my biggest wish, my biggest hope for you. And that's my invitation to you today. Please take care of yourself and make sure to subscribe so that you don't miss out on any of the episodes that we put on every single day. Come on. You deserve it. Take care of yourself.